days.
Yes, my friend, school days. And it's Gus Edwards himself, right here in the orchid room, singing it. Wait a minute, Gus. Oh, this is too good. Wait a minute, Gus. We're so glad you're with us. Start it all over again. We'll all join in the chorus.
Okay,
come on,
Georgie.
Gus, everybody.
School days, dear old golden rule days, reading and writing and arithmetic, taught to the tune of a hickory stick. You are my queen in calico, I was your bashful barefoot beau, and you rode on my sleigh. I love you.
Attaboy, Gus, is still there, that tenor?
When we were a couple of kings.
Thank you, Gus Edwards. We'll be with you in spirit again on your White King program next week. And now, back to the ladies. Do you remember the glamorous, glorious, slightly naughty Lottie Gilson, the little magnet of Tony Pastor's? She used to sing a song called She May Have Seen Better Days When She Was in Her Prime. My granddad, bless him, he never could remember that. He used to sing, yeah, da 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 da, she may have seen better days. And here's a song that Blanche Ring used to sing. Come on, Frances Langford, rings on your fingers.
Sure, I've got rings on my fingers, bells on my toes, elephants you ride upon my little Irish road. So come to your neighbor and next Patrick Day, be Mistress Mumbo Jumbo Diddy Bootay O'Shea.
And who can forget this one? Nora Bay singing Shine On Harvest Moon.
Shine on Harvest Moon, up in the sky.
And then the memory of a voice that the world will never forget. I met him in a little Italian restaurant on Mulberry Street. He was drawing cartoons of everyone who came in. And suddenly he heard the organ grinder in the street playing an old Neapolitan song. Great as he was, he got up from the table and walked to the door and he sang. That was Enrico Caruso.
Poi Mari, quando sono che pedo per te. Abbracciato no poco tu te. Oi Mari, quando suona che pena per te.
Gorin, I want to tell you, you've made that song live all over again. Uh-huh. Well, Luella, what do you think?
I think it's marvelous that you've been making speeches since you were 7 years old and still talking.
Luella, I've spent the best years of my life over empty coffee cups, really. This is the first time that I've ever made an address over a soup plate. I can tell you that right now.
Don't forget Campbell's.
I know, the Campbells are coming. Hello, hello. But really, I have run the gamut in introducing personalities, governors, mayors, actors, authors, dancers, prize fighters, champion flagpole setters, and tea with lemon drinkers from cups. Really, I have. But thanks to you, Luella, I now have the privilege of introducing another chap, a chap for whom every entertainer in the show business has a most majestic reverence, and deservedly so. The most dynamic personality the amusement world has ever known. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled to bring you Al Jolson.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, Georgie. That was a lovely introduction. I always enjoy it. I really do. Even when you put somebody else's name at the finish of it.
Oh, well.
But you have the happy faculty of saying the right thing at the right time, Georgie. I remember at that Weber and Fields dinner the other night, you didn't do a wrong thing except eat my dessert.
Well, Al, I was nervous and hungry, but I'm glad you mentioned that dinner, AC, because the biggest kick I got at that dinner was when you got up and sang a song and I saw the tears come to the eyes of those old-timers. You know the song? From the Weber and Fields Music Hall, Rosie, You Are My Posy. Al, will you sing it?
Certainly I will. You don't think I came all the way from Encino just to hear you talk again? Play it, Raymond, play it.
There's a certain little lady that I long to call my bride, and this boy am ever happy when his baby is by his side. Her baptismal name is Rosie, but she puts the rose to shame, and most every night you'll hear me call her name. Rosie, you are my posy. You are my heart's bouquet. Come out in the silvery moonlight. There's something sweet, love, I wanna say. Your honey boy, I'm waiting. Those ruby lips to greet. Don't be so hesitating, my blushing Rosie. My posy sweet.
Rosie,
Rosie,
you are my posy. You are my heart's bouquet. Come out in the silvery moonlight. There's something sweet now I want to say.
You are your honey, your little boy, your baby is waiting.
Tell you what a thrill I get of it. You know, sir, there's nobody in the world that's got that zoomph when they sing a song like you have, you know? And it's never left you. Gosh, I remember when I was a little bit of a baby.
Yes, I remember. You stole my lollipop.
Oh, yeah. Well, say, we've both been around a long time. I know me. I've had my nose to the grindstone of the show business for a good many years.
Well, I'd hate to have seen it before you started.
I knew that was coming.
But no kidding, George. Honestly, I want to compliment you on your ease at the microphone.
Thank you.
It's remarkable that you have such, what should I say, repose.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, I'll say it, and I did.
All right.
Considering it is so seldom that you get near a microphone.
Well, you know, Al, most radio programs have no audience, and that's what I had to get used to, you know, working without an audience.
Well, that shouldn't have been hard.
It wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't hard. I made personal appearances with your last picture.
Now.
Reuben.
Someday I hope to do the same for you.
But I want to say one thing, Al, but there has never been anyone in the amusement business that has been so imitated as you've been. Most of the imitations have been pale ones, but gosh, Al, everybody has copied your style. I won't mention any names because, say, a fellow with 5 grown daughters has got enough trouble. You know what I mean. But, Al, you've got to admit this. I've never copied you. No, sir. Good, bad, or indifferent, I've always been Jessel.
Yes, sir, you've always been Jessel. Maybe that's what the trouble has been.
Maybe it is. Oh, no kidding. But, you know, some of the fellas I know are even trying to look like you.
Oh, you saying some fellas trying to look like me, that reminds me.
Wow.
I've got to tell you about my kid.
I knew that was coming. Oh.
You mean you've even heard about my little fella?
Heard of him. I understand you're going to put his picture on every package of Rinso. That's what I heard.
Georgie, look. You left out Life Boy. But, Georgia, let me tell you one thing. That little fella is so cute. And would you believe it? Honestly, he looks just like me.
Oh, what do you care? As long as he's healthy, Al. Oh, but I can appreciate the feelings of a doting father. They're all the same. But let me tell you something. I'm an outsider. Let me talk about you, kid, and maybe it sounds better. And I hope that your little boy turns out to be just half the guy that his daddy is and is imitated as much by everybody.
I know. I hope he's imitated by everybody, Georgie, except you.
That's right, not me. I'm the only one of the boys who doesn't try to sing like you, really, Al. Yeah. I was humming that song this morning. I told Norm, I said, honey...
Boy.
I said, honey, you ought to see him, that fella Armstrong.
Nah.
He killed the people, yes, now. I said, honey, that song, that Rosie, that joke... Play it, will you? Go ahead, Al.
Rosie,
that's it, boy.
You are my pose.
Give
No, you are.
Sing it.
My heart's bouquet.
Give it now, boy.
Oh, come out in the silvery moonlight. There's something sweet, love, I want to say. Your honey boy, Mahomes, is waiting, out, is waiting. Those little ruby lips, ruby, those lips to breathe. Come on, boy.
Oh, don't be so hesitating. My blushing rosy, my sweetie, sweet, sweet.
Good evening, friend.
Well, you're still imitating Cantor, eh?
That's true.
But, Georgie,
yeah.
Since we're both bad, let's do the next one together.
All right, Al, what song would you suggest?
Well, I suggest a song that Weber and Fields are thinking of right now.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. And tell all the boys on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Just whisper how I am a yearning to mingle with that old time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there.
Carson's Party Night at Hollywood Hotel. In a few seconds, the makers of those fine Campbell suits return you to the Orchid Room, where we shall continue with Alan Jones and the Mad, Mad Marxes in the Marks of Time. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Here's Ken Niles back again. You know, there's not much change between the old Broadway and the new, is there? The tempo may be a little faster, but that's just the times we live in. Now look at a photograph of a group of men about 50 years of age taken today, and one of a group of men of the same age taken about 20 or 30 years ago. Of course, the clothing styles have changed, but what you'll notice particularly are the more slender figures of the men of today. Yes, bay windows are going out, not only in modern homes, but also in modern men. And one reason for the trim figures you see everywhere is that from childhood up, people now eat more simply. And just as the swing has been to simple meals, so the swing naturally has been to soup. And of course, I'm thinking particularly of Campbell's soup. More and more women everywhere are discovering that soup, while a nourishing family food, does not build excessive weight. And I'd like to add this. Women often tell me that it isn't possible to get finer soups than Campbell's. So why not try this time-saving way to simpler, slenderizing, nourishing meals by serving Campbell's soups often from now on? By the way, how is your supply of Campbell's soups right now?
And now, at last, comes the long-awaited successor to A Night at the Opera, the crowning achievement of the Marx Brothers' spectacular career, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's A Day at the Races.
In this latest and most pretentious Marx Brothers epic, lovely Maureen O'Sullivan plays the role of Judy Standish, who is running a sanitarium left to her by her father. Unscrupulous gambling interests are trying to force her out, and it looks as if they'll succeed until a wealthy patient saves the day by bringing in a Dr. Hackenbush as chief of staff. Dr. Hackenbush, played by Groucho, is the one hope of saving the sanitarium. And as our story opens, we find him being welcomed by the staff.
So this is Dr. Hackenbush, the famous medico. You're welcome, Dr. Hackenbush.
If that's the case, I'll go.
Oh, no, you mustn't go.
Who said I mustn't go? The only reason that I came is so that I can go. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
Is Dr. Hackenbush?
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure they all would like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow, there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
Is Dr. Hackenbush?
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush. For ailments abdominal, my charges are nominal. Though I'm great for, I've a rate for tonsillectomy.
sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won acclaim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name is like my pills in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case. My diagnosis never fails. I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat him for, they die from something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the end. With the possible exception of your mother, a doctor's a man's best friend.
Yes, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor's a man's best friend. Whoa, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A man's best friend.
A doctor is a man's best friend. Right or wrong, wrong or right, night and day, day and night, on his call you can always depend. With the possible exception of your mother and your father and your uncle and your brother and your nephews and your nieces and your sisters and your dozens who you number by the dozens. A doctor's a man.
Dr. Hackenbush does his best to save the sanitary for Judy, but his best is none too good. It looks as if the girl will lose, and she turns to Gil Stewart, a singer at the local casino, for help and consolation. Gil, played by Alan Jones, does his best to cheer her up. And, of course, the best way he knows is with another song.
Life is a big day, turning away from a regret. Tonight, saying goodnight to every sigh. And in fancy near a distant moon, you and I will drift upon a blue, on blue Venetian waters, together with dreams. On blue Venetian waters, how lovely it will seem. The light tumbling down, you shall wear the silver crown for your hair. The blue Venetian moonlight will soon light away. Your eyes will tell me secrets, your lips and a sigh. While I'm singing a love song of lovely country, of the valleys and the waters, and you.
Thank you, Alan Jones. And now, getting back to the story, things look pretty desperate for Judy, and the resourceful Dr. Hackenbush decides to raise the money for her by betting on an inside tip at the races. At the track, he meets Tony, who seems to be selling ice cream from a pushcart. Tony, played by Chico, happens to have a tip on the same horse as Dr. Hackenbush, and his real purpose at the track is to keep everyone else from betting on him. Tony figures that the less money bet on the horse, the longer the odds will be. As our scene opens, we find Groucho at the ticket window, Chico passing by.
Get your ice cream, footsie, footsie ice cream.
$2 on sunup.
Hey, boss, you wanted something hot?
Not now, I just had lunch. Anyhow, I don't like hot ice cream.
Hey, boss, I don't sell ice cream. That's a fake at the fool of the police. I sell the tips on the horses. You wanted something good today?
I've got something good. Run along. I'm betting on sunup. $2 on sunup.
Right. Hey, wait, the boss, wait. Sunup is the worst horse in the track.
I notice he wins all the time.
Oh, that's just because he comes in first.
Well, I don't want him any better than first. $2 on sunup.
Right. Hey, boss, listen. Suppose you bet on sunup. What do you get for your money? 2-1.
2-1? It says up on the board there, sunup, 10-1.
That's the time he went home last night.
Say, that Lady Lou is quite a tram. She didn't get home till 8-5.
Come on, boss. What do you say? $1 and you remember me all your life.
That's the most nauseating proposition I've ever heard.
Come on, boss. You look like a sport. Come on over here. For $1, I give you a horse that'll make you rich. For $1.
$1, eh? Well, all right. Here you are.
Thanks, boss. And here's your envelope.
What's in his envelope?
That's the horse.
How'd he get in here? Well, I'll open it. What's this? ZVBXRPL. I had that same horse when I had my eyes examined.
Get your ice cream.
Hey, ice cream, come over here.
What's the matter?
What about this optical illusion you just slipped me? I don't understand it.
Well, that's the name of the horse in code.
Code? What do you mean, code?
Well, look in your code book. That will tell you what horse you got. Ice cream, tootsie, frootsie, ice cream.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean, code book? I haven't got a code book.
You know, got a code book?
No. You know where I can get one?
Well, just by accident, I think I got one in the wagon. Here.
How much is it?
That's a free.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, just a $1 printing charge.
Well, give me one without printing. I'm sick of printing.
Gonna keep it. You want to win, don't you?
Yes, of course, but I don't want the savings of a lifetime wiped out in the twinkling of an eye.
Come on, boss, you look like a sport. Only $1.
Well, all right. Now, let's see what it says.
Excuse me, boss. Be right back. $2 on sunup. Right.
Hey, ice cream, come here.
Right away, boss. That's some book, eh?
Yeah, well, I can't make head or tail out of it.
Oh, that's all right. Just look in your master code book. That will tell you where to look.
What do you mean, master code book? I haven't got any master code book.
You know, got a master code book?
No. Do you know where I can get one?
Well, just by accident, I think I got one in the wagon.
Certainly a lot of quick accidents around here for a quiet neighborhood. Now, just a minute. Is there a printing charge on this?
No.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, just a $2 delivery charge.
What do you mean, delivery charge? I'm standing right next to you.
Well, for such a short distance, I'd make it $1.
Well, couldn't I move a little closer and make it 50 cents?
Yes, but then I'd move over here again and make it $1 just the same.
Hey, maybe I better open a charge account.
You got us some references?
The only one I know around here is you.
That's no good. You'll have to pay cash.
All right. You know, a little while ago, I could have put $2 on sunup and avoided all this.
Yes, and throw your money away.
Now, let's see where we are. ZVBXRPL. The letter Z stands for J unless the horse is a filly.
Get your ice cream.
Hey, listen, Tootsie Frutsie, is the horse a filly?
I don't know. Look in your breeder's guide. Get your ice cream.
What do you mean, breeder's guide? I haven't got any breeder's guide.
You haven't got a breeder's guide?
Shh, not so loud. I don't want it to get around that I haven't got a breeder's guide. Even my best friends don't know I haven't got a breeder's guide.
Well, boss, I feel sorry for you, walking around without a breeder's guide. Why are you throwing your money away buying those other books without a breeder's guide?
Well, where can I get one as though I didn't know?
One is no good. You got to have the whole set.
You know, all I wanted was a horse, not a public library. How much is it?
$1 a piece or 4 for $5.
Well, all I've got is a 2-foot shelf, but all right, give him.
Thanks, boss. Excuse me. Be right back.
I started with one book. Now I'm all set. That says, let's see. It says ZVBXRPL is B-U-R-N-S. That's funny. Hey, Tootsie Frutsie.
You got us some trouble, boss?
Yeah, this book says I got Burns. There's no horse named Burns.
Well, you see, that's at the jockey. Some days they give you the jockeys instead of the horse. Now you find out who a jockey Burns is riding, and that's the horse you bet on. Just to look in the book.
Oh, I'm getting the idea, all right. For a while, I didn't get the hang of it. Now, let's see.
No, it's not that book.
Then maybe it's in...
No, it's not that book.
Well, then surely it's...
No, it's not that book. No, you haven't got that book.
Oh, you've got it, huh? It won't be long before I get it, though, will it?
Get your Tootsie Frutsie.
I'm getting a fine Tootsie Frutsie right here. All right, here. But that's the last book I'm buying. Here's a $10 bill, and hurry up with the change.
Sorry, boss, I got no change. I'll have to give you 9 more books.
Hey, that's enough. Stop it. You want me to get eye strain? Say, you don't handle any bookcases, do you?
There you are, boss. That's all the books there is.
But what horse have I got?
Jockey Burns. He's riding 152. Why, that's Rosie.
Rosie, eh? And I was going to bet on sunup. Thanks for the tip. Hey, mister, $2 on Rosie.
I'm sorry, sir. That race is over.
Over? Who won?
Sunup.
Shut up, but that's my horse. Hey, you pay me off. That's the fine. Goodbye, boss. Hey, you're going to keep it the wagon.
Well, that's something. Ice cream, get your Tootsie Prootsie ice cream. Ice cream.
Harpo Marx, director Sam Wood, a new Alan Jones, George Jessel, Al Jolson, Gus Edwards, Martin Freed, Ruby and Calmer for the Dr. Hackenbush song, and all you others who have helped make Parsons Party Night one of the gayest and most delightful evenings we've ever had in our orchid room. And a warm hand clasp to you, Weber and Fields. We hope you enjoyed it.
Well, Ken, it's time for you to come to bat again. Step right up to the plate.
Okay, Jerry, and speaking of plates, I want to say that more and more appetites everywhere are stepping right up to the plate all the time for Campbell's tomato soup. How many more, did you ask? Well, let's figure it out this way. Today, women are buying more than twice as much Campbell's soup as they did only 3 years ago. And the fact that Campbell's tomato soup has led the soup parade for years will give you some idea of the increased number of people that are going for this great soup all the time. And when I say going for it, I mean in a big way. First of all, it tastes good. So good, in fact, that its distinctive flavor has never been equaled. What's more, this popular soup is sustaining and nourishing without being heavy. You'll find it fills the bill exactly as the main part of a thoroughly enjoyable lunch or supper. There's a thought. Why not plan to serve it for tomorrow's lunch? All in favor, say aye.
Aye!
Ah, that's the idea. And don't forget to say to your grocer in the morning, Campbell's tomato soup, please.
Tonight was like heaven. Meet us again in the orchid room.
And so ends another memorable evening at Hollywood Hotel. Next week, the makers of those fine Campbell soups will bring you
6 delicious flavors: strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime.
And a Tootsie Frootsie.
And a wild gooseberry.
Next week, Luella Parsons will bring us her guest stars, Gilbert Rowland, Helen Mack, Lou Ayres, and Lionel Atwell, in scenes from the Paramount production, The Last Train from Madrid. And remember, there's never a cover charge in the Orchid Room for the friends of Campbell soup. Just ask your grocer tomorrow for Campbell's tomato soup, and we'll reserve a table for you in the Orchid Room next Friday night. Until then, Campbell's, a good soup, bid you good night. Hollywood Hotel comes to you direct from Hollywood, California. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.